This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
Where is Ian, you may be asking? Well, Ian and Mark are both in San Francisco at the D10E conference. They will be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. So be sure to tune in to that. Same Free Talk Live time, same Free Talk Live channels. You can find all of the listening options online at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the police, not the band. The band is not back together that I'm aware of. We're talking about the actual police, the ones that wear the badges, the ones that will throw handcuffs on you for, you know, violating anything that's written down by some politicians
somewhere. Thin blue line. And by the which, by the way, I have a problem with. When's the last time you saw an officer in blue? And if it is blue, it's so dark that it's more black than blue.
I honestly don't pay attention to the fashion trends.
I mean, even
of the police.
Even here in quaint little Keene, our officers are walking around in black.
I honestly could not tell you what color clothing the Keene police wear. Couldn't tell you.
So I want this thin blue line thing to go away. It needs to be the thin black line. But that would be confused with the Black Lives Matter, and then people would be confused. They wouldn't know what to think. They wouldn't know what to post on their Facebook posts or change their icons to. By the way, you put a meme up today, and this is something I've been thinking about all week, which bothers me. And it really shines a spotlight on the issue. And it goes like this. If when you see Black Lives Matter and it bothers you, but it doesn't bother you like All Lives Matter bothers you.
Or Blue Lives Matter.
But then you see Blue Lives Matter and that doesn't bother you like All Lives Matter bothers you, or Black Lives Matters. Then that's where the real problem is. Is that you got to get your head on right?
Because the operative word, the offensive word, is black.
Yeah, the big argument yesterday that they were really that the Black Lives Matters supporters were really throwing down was that when a white guy comes out and says All Lives Matters, which by the way I do, and I really really mean it, but a lot of people who say it, I don't think they really understand. When Glenn Beck is talking about All Lives Matter, he doesn't really get it.
Right, and we had talked about this because there's a Reddit thread, or actually there's a subreddit called Explain It To Me Like I'm Five.
Yeah.
And somebody has a brilliant response about the Black Lives Matter thing on there. And I'll not recap that at all, but I'll explain it slightly differently. It would be akin to going to a rally for cancer research.
For breast cancer.
And saying, or just cancer in general, and saying, well, diabetes matters too.
Yeah. Or going to a breast cancer rally.
All diseases matter.
Going to a breast cancer rally and then saying, well, colon cancer matters too.
Right.
And it's like, that's not what this is about. This is, we're dealing with this one subject. But when we say it, because I consider myself colorblind.
Right.
I judge the book by its contents, not by its cover. And I get it. All lives matter, but all lives matter really means something to me. It's like, no, just be colorblind, everyone. Treat each other equal and actually judge people according to their merit and not according to, what clothes they're wearing or what background they come from or what color their skin is.
But you have to acknowledge that not everybody is colorblind.
Which is the problem.
Right, and that's the problem. And a lot of times, people that are less well off wind up being targeted by police, and
they're easy marks.
Right, they're easy marks, and a lot of time, somebody's driving around in a beat up car, and they've got more, pigmentation in their skin than you or I do. The police are more likely to be like, "Oh yeah, this is somebody that I can extort for some money."
Yep.
So speaking of extorting people for money, you've actually got an article about what would it be like if we weren't extorting people for money, and how do we get to that society?
This is actually an older article. I'm sure some of our listeners have probably read it when it first came out. It's a year and a half old. It's from Rolling Stone.
It doesn't matter when it came out, because it's still relevant. Very relevant.
Yes, that's why it's popped up again, because it is relevant.
Yeah, we're definitely more of an issues-oriented show than a news of the day.
I'm actually surprised though that it was published in Rolling Stone. I mean, I know that they have their leanings. And actually, the author of this, it sounds like he might be skirting the kind of libertarianism agenda, but he's maybe has his own leftist leanings himself. So,
all right,
I'm not sure where exactly he's standing, but we'll get to it.
Go ahead and jump into the article.
Okay, so, of course, this was in response to the Michael Brown and Eric Garner killings a year and a half ago. The number one, and it is entitled, Six Ideas for a Cop-Free World. And a lot of people think about that, like, no, that's not possible. I mean, what happens when someone robs me? What happens when, someone rear-ends me and I've got to get that police claim so that I can give to my insurance company? And so, I mean, it is kind of a lofty they are kind of lofty ideas, and it does require people to be responsible and take care of them, take care of their issues, and a lot of people just can't get past that.
Certainly, and as we heard from Ademo last hour, who's near the Republican National Convention, he's not at the convention, he's not attending the convention, but he's near the convention as media, documenting things that are going on.
Yeah, he was accosted right in front of the cops by another civilian.
Said he was accosted right in front of the cops. Not only did the cops not do anything, but he ultimately wound up coming to an agreement with the guy that destroyed his sign.
Which, by the way, for a lot of people, that's really, really hard. They just haven't, first of all, a lot of people haven't ever done it. It's like, oh, I have a problem with somebody. Maybe they're, doing something crazy in their yard that bothers me, and the first thing they're doing is getting on the lines and calling the cops to take care of it for them, instead of just walking across the street and talking to their neighbor. Or talking to the person that bumped into him and is giving him a hard time. It's like almost like a lost art. People don't know how to deal with each other, and so you just call the authority figures. And so when you say something like, hey, you know what, we really don't need cops. We really, really don't. They're like, no, that's what foreign land are you from? I need cops to take care of me. It's a dangerous world out there. And it's like, yeah, well, you could take care of these things on your own.
Yeah, and then sometimes people will say, well, if we don't have cops, it'll be like the Wild West. Well, actually, one, the, quote-unquote Wild West wasn't that wild. And two, the Wild West had this thing called a sheriff.
And everyone was armed, by the way, as well.
Right. That's why it wasn't that wild, because, the whole thing of, wait a second, I've actually got to deal with other human beings.
And if we were to have cops, maybe we can actually have them and utilize them for real crimes. Like someone just murdered my person and, my neighbor or my roommate.
And that
would be a reason to have a cop. But giving people tickets and, protecting, I guess, the Republican convention, they would need someone to, prevent protesters from burning the building down. But that's when you hire security.
Right. You can have private security that secures your building.
Which, by the way, outnumber police in this country by a big margin, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So let's jump into this article, exploring ways to have a cop-free world.
Number one solution to doing away with cops and what we do without them. Number one, unarmed mediation and intervention teams. Unarmed but trained people, often formerly violent offenders themselves, patrolling their neighborhoods to curb violence right where it starts. This is where and it exists. This is real and it exists in cities from Detroit to Los Angeles. Stop believing that police are heroes because they are the only ones willing to get in the way of knives or guns. So are the members of groups like Cure Violence, who were the subject of the 2012 documentary The Interrupters, There are also feminist models that specialize, specially organize patrols of local women who reduce everything from catcalling and partner violence to gang murders in places like Brooklyn. While police forces have a benefit from military-grade weapons and equipment, some of the most violent neighborhoods have found success through peace rather than war. Call us with your opinions, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
And also on Skype, username is LRN.FM.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful fellas, my long-haired Dotson. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
Dinovite. com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're exploring ideas for a cop-free world. And I know that there are some people that think that technology will wind up replacing the need for governments or replacing the need for police. And, well, part of that is what has motivated the people at Jax. First and foremost, however, they are a wallet for storing cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin, but also Ether and DAO tokens. That's Jax, J-A-X-X. You can get the wallet at jax.io or find it in the App Store, be it the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. All data in the Jax wallet is stored client-side, and they never have access to your funds. You can use it cross-platform, and their sleek design means smooth functionality on your phone or computer. It's easy to back up and recover funds if need be. And here's a little insider information. The ultimate aim of Jax is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand, Jax.io. That's Jax.io.
So we just covered number one, unarmed mediation and intervention teams, which is a great idea. When the actual security of your neighborhood is being provided by people who know a thing or two, and they probably actually live on that street.
Right. So we're talking about not just some sort of neighborhood watch sort of thing that's just a bunch of volunteers. We're talking about professional services being provided. And you mentioned Detroit. They've got the Threat Management Center, where I think the guy that runs that is retired law enforcement of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
You also mentioned, I think, Los Angeles. I know we've talked about some of the Seattle suburbs, the wealthier suburbs of Seattle. And one would think that the wealthier suburbs would not have a problem with police not wanting to respond. But actually, the stories that we were reading is because most of the offenses there are property damage, the police are busy going after people for things that can wind up making them some money. So, you know, finding people that have drugs on them or people that are using drugs or selling drugs or, you know, speeders, things that bring in revenue. So the police are not worried about the property crimes or the property damage. So there's private companies that have sprung up and said, we will patrol your neighborhoods. And frequent patrols do wind up deterring people from going in to commit an offense because it means they're more likely to get caught.
Yeah, isn't it crazy how rich people are always, you know, sending their kids to private school, and they're hiring their own security, and they're doing this and that, all in their own pocket, and they're paying taxes for the rest of society. You'd think if anyone was pissed off about the tax system, the taxes that are theft, you'd think it would be rich people, but, you know, and I think some of them really have woken up to the idea, but I guess it really doesn't hurt them as much as it, say, hurts me. But, yeah, I mean,
well,
these guys are rich, and they know what they're about.
A lot of times, if you have enough money, you can, you know, hire somebody to find all of the loopholes that allows you to then, you know, lower your tax burden.
Yes, this is true. Unless you're middle or upper middle class, or, you know, where you don't really make
right,
enough.
That's why I said if you're rich enough.
Yeah, yeah. One of the 1%ers, or at least starting to get into that realm. So I really like this idea. You know, it starts with your neighborhood watch. Guys actually volunteering and just keeping an eye out for your neighbor's property. And maybe doing, you know, say you've got some break-ins, because this happens every now and then. Someone will just pick your neighborhood, and before you know it, three houses have been broken into. And then neighborhood watch starts up, and they usually catch these guys. These you scare them off.
Right.
But then, then, of course, if you're dealing with really violent neighborhoods, you actually might need to hire or compensate these people in some way or another.
So what's number two?
Number two, which is my favorite, what you were just alluding to, which is the most important on this list. The decriminalization of almost every crime. What is considered criminal is something too often debated only in critical criminology seminars and too rarely in the mainstream. Violent offenders count for a fraction of the 11 to 14 million arrests every year, and yet there is no real conversation about what constitutes a crime and what permits society to put a person in chains and in a cage.
I'll tell you what constitutes a crime. Anything that is an offense against the king.
Or the king's men. The king's men who were actually got together and petitioned the king to create a law that might benefit
right, and
them.
Then the king decrees, yes, I want this to be against my laws as well.
And by the way, we'll slap a nice fancy fine on top of it so that we, the king and the king's men, are compensated for our time taking care of your business.
Right. So the things that actually have victims, which, should rightly be illegal or unlawful.
Right.
And not necessarily even violent, because somebody could come spray paint the side of your house.
They could rob my house.
And, you personally were not aggressed against and, the punched in the face thinking of aggression, but you were wronged. Your property was damaged.
Correct.
There is a victim.
Yeah, there have been damages, whether it's to my person or to my property or to my livelihood. This is money out of my pocket, and that's where crime begins. But if it's something that you just don't like that I'm doing, smoking some weed, or I'm dancing around naked in my yard, or maybe I got some chickens.
That's the big thing now, to where police and zoning enforcement are going after people for farming in their yards in residential days. Supposed to have grass in your front yard. What is this monstrosity? It's a tomato plant. You are not allowed to have that where it's visible from the street. It says so here on page 4, paragraph 3.
Wait. Is this after they raided my house and collected all my tomato plants because they thought they were weed? And then when they realized it wasn't weed, then they get me on the I was growing tomatoes in my front yard because
stealing tomato plants thinking it was weed. I did read to where they raided somebody. And it turned out that they had okra.
Yeah. And okra doesn't... No, okra doesn't look anything like weed. It doesn't. It's a big, tall plant, too. Moving right along. Decriminalization doesn't work on its own. The cannabis trade that used to employ poor blacks, Latinos, indigenous, and poor whites in its distribution is now starting to be monopolized by already rich landowners. And it is. And this is my fear of the legalization of weed.
And I hate when people say, and I know that you didn't do this intentionally, but when people say legalization to refer to tax and regulate.
That's and by the way, maybe we can talk about it in a second because my whole deal is I can't call it decriminalization because it takes away some of the fine. But you can't say legalize either because then they get my money, they get my tax money.
Right. Let's talk about that and your calls and thoughts, 855-450-3.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going over six ideas for a cop-free world. Let's recap here. Number one, they say unarmed mediation and intervention teams. Number two, the decriminalization of almost every crime.
And we really need to talk about that, because decriminalization and legalize can mean different things to different people.
Right. So, for instance, in Massachusetts and Vermont and Maine and a bunch of other states, but I know those three specifically because they are all neighbors of New Hampshire where we live, they have, quote-unquote, decriminalized possession of cannabis.
Which just lessens the fine, lessens the punishment.
They have not removed all penalties for possessing cannabis. They have just said it's no longer a criminal act. It's now a violation of statute, and you still got to give us money.
Yeah. And of course, and if you're growing it, I don't know that there are any lessening of the punishments for the people who are actually distributing it.
Well, distribution is completely different from possession.
Right.
And if you have over a certain amount, then they consider that possession with the intent to distribute, whether you were intending to distribute it or not. And that is not decriminalized in Massachusetts, Vermont, or Maine. I think the only place, and actually, no, not even in D.C., where they, via ballot initiative a couple years ago, you know, removed some penalties to where you can now gift someone a certain amount of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are still limits on the amount of cannabis that you can be in possession of before triggering some kind of offense. We'll get back into this as well as discussion of what term should we use. Should it be legalization? Should it be decriminalization? Should we create a new word altogether?
Liberalization.
Or
how about just repeal all stupid statutes, all laws versus drugs? Repeal all laws.
I would support that. Let's go to the phones. Again, phone lines 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Robert calling in from Nevada. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Slightly amusing thought came to my head when we were talking about the six different options for alternatives to municipal or whatever kind of police, and I just suddenly the thought went through my head, a Uber or an Arcade City type app for when you're in trouble.
You know, they're actually, Robert, I'm glad you mentioned that because, believe it or not, there's an app for that. It's called Cell 411. That's C-E-L-L 411. You can go to getcell411.com to learn more about that or find it in your Apple App Store, Google Play Store.
Right. I just downloaded that last night. So, I haven't looked at it yet, but from what my because I heard about it last night when you guys were talking about the live cell video that was happening with cops.
Right. So there was a former co-host of this show, Ademo Freeman, was in, or he still is in Cleveland, and he had an interaction with the police yesterday to where he was placed in the back of a police car. He says they did not put handcuffs on him and they did not take his cell phone. They didn't even like pat him down and search him. They just like put him in the police car for about 15 minutes. He pulls out his cell phone and starts live streaming video on Cell 411.
Yep.
And right. So Ian, who was here in Keene, New Hampshire, got the alert that Ademo has had an encounter with the police and is live streaming. So Ian was watching the video.
Right. To expand upon all of that, the thought that came next to me was, what happens? See, right now we live by a decentralized authority system. We live by something that, you know, the city or whatever county or whatever state, whatever, whatever jurisdiction that we live in, that has the quote unquote, you know, authority to be able to tell other people what to do by force. But what happens when you decentralize that authority using whatever means? And the only thing that I can think of is the Gangs of New York scenario, which, you know, they talk about it in the movie, but also it's historical fact that certain municipal services like firemen that started back in the day in New York City that
would actually start fires.
They would start fires. They would also not protect your home unless you paid for them, sort of like a retainer, or let's say there was kind of gang warfare between the different territories that people lived in, and they would argue about who gets to put out the fire and collect the fee or the reward for doing it. And so that made me start thinking, what happens when competition between different authorities starts happening if we go through this? And I think, and then that made me start thinking, well, that's what the whole purpose for the centralized authority was supposed to be about. The only problem is that the scale of it has gotten so grand and so removed from
taking care of the people. It's become a racket. It's to benefit them,
right,
not us.
Right, exactly. So that, see, it seems like there kind of might be a cycle, a revolution going on. Maybe perhaps because there's so much change in the world that's happening via communication and the internet and whatnot. I have a feeling that maybe 50 years in the future, we might start seeing those same type of problems that happened 150 years ago start happening again because of the revolution of technology. I just thought what your thoughts might be on that.
Well, my initial thought is I think it's kind of sad that your first thought of what would happen if we decentralized, you know, police functions, that your first thought was gangs of New York. And allow me to explain, because I've heard this, you know, similar sort of objection, if you will, come up numerous times to where people say, well, if we've got private security companies that are patrolling, they'll just start fights with one another. I used to work private security. And never did somebody from Brinks or ADT or, you know, Pinkerton ever come over and try to start a fight because I was, you know, working security at a hospital and they wanted to be the security at the hospital.
But you can't deny that there are gangs in certain cities that do walk around and they behave badly.
Oftentimes they have a little badge, and whenever they behave badly, there's no consequences for them.
I'm talking about the civilians, but yes, you are absolutely right that they wear that.
Allow
me to continue with my thought Robert, as far as, you know, responding to your question. And, you know, yes, there might be a rogue private security guy, but that rogue private security guy will then be held personally accountable for whatever he does, whereas now when you've got a rogue police officer, he's not personally held responsible when he violates somebody's rights. If a private security company were to do things that, you know, police are doing right now, they would very quickly lose their contracts and nobody would hire them. Go ahead with your thought.
That's what I was going to exactly actually brought it up. Contracts. I mean, when you're a private security person and you're on a property and you have a contract with a business or even an individual or a club or a hospital, whatever it might be, you know where the territory is. You don't go down the street to someone else's house and start protecting them, unless, of course, you see it as, you know, a vigilant citizen might do that just on their own. But on the authorities model of, let's say I have a contract with this household or with this apartment building or what have you, maybe the entire block, you know where you stand. But what happens in between those different property lines?
You're not going to close your eyes while you're patrolling the street. That would just be completely irresponsible. I'll hold you over if you've got more on this. And Conan, I think you've got some thoughts that we'll get into, as well as your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're on Skype. Username is LRN.FM.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're examining some ideas for a possible cop-free world. There's six ideas. We have gone over two of them. Those are unarmed mediation and intervention teams. Number two on the list is the decriminalization of almost anything that is currently illegal, and that's because a lot of things right now that are illegal have no victim. There's a lot of stuff to where society at large is deemed to be the so-called victim, and so therefore, offense against the king, you owe us money, or you have to wind up going to jail because you have too much of that plant, and you lit it on fire, and you enjoyed yourself a little too much.
We can't have that. We can't have the people enjoying their own stuff.
We'll get through the rest of these. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE. We've got Robert in Nevada. Robert, we're bringing you back. You had asked the question about what would happen if we wind up, you know, doing away with the centralized authorities that we have now and went to decentralized decentralized groups, private security, if you will, to where somebody could say, you know what, I want ADT providing my service, and somebody else could say, I want Brinks, and you don't get to force the person that lives next door to you to wind up hiring Brinks or ADT, whatever your choice is. And your question was sort of twofold, of how do you prevent it from becoming a Gangs of New York type scenario? And what happens if, you know, one of the neighbors doesn't have the same security company as the rest? Is that basically a fair summary of your questions?
Yeah, it pretty much is. Who gets to dish out the authority if there's no centralized authority to dish it out? And how do you handle mediation? And how do you, I'm during the break, I started thinking again, it really comes down to the breakdown of divvying up property. You know, if you're on a state highway, and let's say the state highways are no longer belonging to the state and they belong to either a private company or just kind of like a commons put together by the people. And then, of course, it goes to other questions like, you know, how do you handle the paying for it and the taxes and whatnot? And I actually, if you
well,
I might.
Allow me to pause right here to say that that's one of the wonderful things about true freedom and true liberty is that we don't need to have all of the answers. You know, in a truly free society, you don't get to force other people to do things that you think are right, and they don't get to force you to do things that they think are right.
But he brings up the biggest of the what will we do without government, and that is the common lens, like the roads. How do I get from A to B? How do I get from where I live to my workplace if I don't own any of that land? My workplace, I voluntarily work there, and they want me to be there. And of course, my house, I paid for it, I live there, and you know, it's private property. But how do I get from A to B? And
well, here's one of the amazing things. There are these places called businesses that they thrive on having something called customers.
Mm-hmm.
And if customers cannot get to the businesses, then the businesses are going to shut down.
Correct. And
so one thought, and you know, that's all this is one thought on how roads would wind up being maintained, is that the businesses would work out deals with, you know, companies that know how to pave a flat surface on which that you can drive. They would work out deals to make sure that, you know, flat surfaces that you can drive on exist so that you can get to their business.
You mean kind of like they do with their parking lots already? And a lot of times...
Yeah, kind of like how they do with parking lots. There are private roads all over this country right now that most people don't think of as private roads. Let me give you a hint here. Subdivisions. Those are private roads. Those are paid for by the people that live in the subdivision. They're maintained by the people that live in the subdivision. Those are not city roads. Those are not county roads. Those are private roads.
Until, of course, they lobby their local city, municipality, and beg and plead and say, hey, look, can you include our subdivision in your roadworks program? And 20 years later, their roads are being paid for by the taxpayer because they couldn't do it on their own.
That's not been my experience. Anywhere that I've ever lived, to where something, if it is organized as a subdivision with homeowners association fees, city will say, those are private roads, those aren't ours.
I have thoughts that come to my head, and I just want to blur them out, but I don't want to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts.
I have a side topic that is related. It's not necessarily talking about cops. I don't want to derail the conversation, but I was having an argument with a friend of mine. We love to argue about these type things. And, you know, he was talking about, he was a big Bernie supporter, big taxation, we need to do everything that Bernie was talking about.
Is he still a Bernie supporter?
I haven't talked to him since everything went down. This was a few months ago when we had the conversation, but it would be nice for me to ask him. Anyway, the thought I had is, for the longest time, I thought, okay, well, how is the Internet handling funding? How is the Internet handling taxation? And the other month, I had this, it spawned in my head. You know how crowdfunding works. You have a project, you want to fund it, the people that want to fund it will put their money in voluntarily. There's no forced taxation. I thought, what would the world be like if that's how the commons, that's how...
It would be a lot better than it currently is, and nobody would be forced to pay for things that they don't want. Robert, thank you for the call.
You would have many, many more programs set up doing business that the people actually want and like and put more money into, because that's what crowdfunding is. If it's a bad idea, guess who's not getting money?
Well, sometimes things are good ideas, but they're not promoted that well, so they don't wind up meeting their goal on GoFundMe.
And sometimes there are really good ideas that are either scams or they fall apart because they lose the producers, they fall off somewhere, and of course they don't get their money if they are unable to give good product at the end. But I mean, all of these are great ideas, and the people and the people will talk with their money, and that's the best kind of business is, you know, providing something the people want and
allowing the market,
the free market, to decide what the best course is.
Let's continue with your calls. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know, there's a lot of people that like capitalism, and they say that,
what do you mean when you say capitalism? Because everybody that I know that says capitalism means something completely different to them. So what do you mean when you say capitalism?
Oh, you know, they idolize, big business, or business owners, and inventors, some people that invent something, but when it comes to...
So capitalism is big business and people that invent things.
Well, free market, you know, the opportunity for you to become a millionaire when you invent something, when you have a corporation. But when it comes to red light camera company, Redflex, they're hateful that they're inventors and they're a business and they're making a lot of money off of the tickets.
Yeah, they're
free market. So hold on, Sarah. Hold on. You're conflating free market with government granting a monopoly to a company. Those are two completely different things,
but the
red light cameras do not exist in a free market.
They usually contract out, though, and try to get the lowest bidder who provides the best product. So in a way, it uses free market bullet points, but the money...
No, there's one company that is on the contract,
the
and
money
they go with that contract.
The money isn't freely given. It comes from the people whether they want to or not, so it's not free. It's forced market.
Sarah, thank you.
Wait, hold on. Well, we've got other
callers.
Oh, by the way,
on the line.
By the way, all right, I had to get this point out because we were talking about Gangs of New York, and I just watched it, by the way, and I forgot some points. But yeah, they were actually going around. I think there was a fire that was actually started by the firemen.
And that happens all the time.
And then there were like three fire departments that got there, and then they were fighting over who was going to put the fire out, and they ended up letting the building burn down. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They let the one building burn down, and they sprayed the building next to it to prevent it from going down, but they made sure they got paid before they actually started watering the house down. Because that's what it's all about.
Paid by whom?
By the owner of the house that was next to the house that was burning. Because his house was the next in line.
All right.
But that's not the point.
Details on that and your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, and of course Skype. Username is LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.